Welcome to the Revitalize Woman podcast with Dr. Brenda Heineke, where we bring health and wellness professionals together to talk about all aspects of women's health, from pregnancy to menopause and everything in between. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Revitalize Woman podcast. Today, I am sharing a little bit about our new programs here at Revitalize. We launched a functional health program, and in that, there's actually three different programs. And so we've had a lot of questions about it, a lot of people interested, and we've been doing a lot of appointments for these new programs. So I thought that it would be a great opportunity to share a little bit more about how this all came about, a little bit more about what it all is and what it entails and who it would be good for. If I've learned nothing else by studying this field, it's that there's so much variability in the nutrition realm and even just in kind of like the wellness space. And so I wanted to just try to clarify some of that and help you just understand it a little bit better and where we're coming from with this, because I think that's helpful. Otherwise, people, they just don't know where to start or what would be good for them. So a little bit more background. How did this all come about? I kind of started this journey a couple of years ago after I had my son, Toby. So he's the oldest and he just turned 3. And I read a book after having him called The Postnatal Depletion Cure. And it was so eye-opening to me in the fact that pregnancy depletes our bodies of a lot of these important nutrients. And when our body is depleted in those, it can give us a lot of symptoms that I hear over and over and over again in my practice working with these same women. And these are the same symptoms that I was feeling after having my son. So a lot of the fatigue, the exhaustion, mental fogginess, those cognitive impairments, mood issues. So a lot of times we think about postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety, but a lot of times we don't consider the nutritional impact in our gut health and how that plays a factor in mood as well. And so I kind of started to think, wow, this is really interesting. And I can see how so many of the women that I work with have these same complaints and these same symptoms. And it really kind of set a light bulb off for me. And I started going down that path to learn more. And in the last 3 years, I have learned so much on functional health and functional nutrition. I studied a lot of it in regards to pelvic floor PT and women's health. So I wanted these programs to essentially be an adjunct to what we're doing here in the office with our clients. So for example, a lot of what we studied was dealing with some of these chronic pelvic pain issues or things like endometriosis, postpartum issues. And so I just felt like this is something that really needs to be a part of our practice. And I just felt like it addresses these additional factors, whereas in PT, we're addressing a lot of the physical components, not as much of the other factors like nutrition and stress and sleep, all of these things that factor in to ultimately how you're going to respond in PT. And so I just felt that after learning everything and hearing so many other PTs talk about their success with it, I felt it was critical that we bring this into Revitalize and be able to provide this so that our patients have better long-term results. Because ultimately, we want all of our clients that we work with, we want them to get better, and we want them to be better long-term and be healthy and active. We don't want them to, you know, every 6 months have to come back because they're hurt or they're injured or, you know, things flared up again. We ultimately want you to be healthy and active. And this was a way to really make sure that you were getting that longevity because we were addressing multiple factors at play, and not just that physical component. So that's some of the background. That's really where this came about. And so it's been 3 years in the making, lots of studying, lots of coursework, lots of program development, and we launched back in February, and it's been awesome. There's been such a huge demand for this, and it's really humbling for me to see, after putting so much work into this, to see so many women saying, like, yes, I need this, like, this is like that missing link. And so I'm really happy that we've been able to do this and help women in this capacity. So when we talk about functional health, I am talking about some of the other factors that I mentioned. Stress is a huge one. We see so many women that have so much stress, and you know, their stress management's not great, they're not sleeping, and that stress really impacts your pelvic health. We hold tension in our pelvis. It's just a fact. All of you listening that have seen us or heard us talk about overactive pelvic floors, or maybe you know this of yourself, you tend to be very stressed out and you tend to have more tone in the pelvis or the pelvic floor. So stress is a big one. And so we have started utilizing this special software, and it measures heart rate variability, or HRV. What that is essentially the ratio of time between beats per beats of your heart. And so it can, you know, based on that ratio, it'll know if your sympathetic or your parasympathetic nervous system is activated. So that's, sympathetic is your stress nervous system, your fight or flight, and the parasympathetic is your rest recovery nervous system. So it'll show, you know, where your stress is, and are you in recovery? How well are you sleeping? Is your body in physiological stress as you're sleeping? And so we've started utilizing this to really take a closer look at our clients' everyday life with their stress. Stress is a normal part of our life. We are always going to have it. We need it. It keeps us going. But we need to balance it with recovery. And so looking at that balance is crucial. So we do this with all of our clients. The three different programs that we developed, one is called the stress response test, the other is the functional health program, and the third is the fertility program. So I'll talk about those in a minute, but this is the stress response test that I'm describing. So stress is a major player, and we need to learn how to, you know, have better recovery balance and better management in order to ultimately have kind of those long-term solutions. And going in with that is our sleep. Sleep is also a huge piece. So another factor of functional health is sleep. And then we also look at gut health and vaginal health. So maybe you struggle from recurrent yeast infections or UTIs. So many of our clients have that issue. So really looking at what is your vaginal health like? Are you, you know, is your bacteria healthy? Is the pH appropriate, or has that been altered for some reason? You know, that's going to help with all of our pain issues, fertility issues, things like that. So looking at that and looking at gut health, because research is really showing a lot of links to our gut health and the bacteria in our gut with so many different disorders. It's pretty remarkable. So gut health is a big, big, big factor for all of our patients. And not just from a constipation standpoint, but from the bacteria standpoint as well. So that's another big one that we look at. And then kind of going along with that is some nutritional guidance as well, based on the issues that you are dealing with. There might be different things nutrition-wise that can help with that. So an example is patients that have bladder pain or interstitial cystitis. We might want to try to eliminate foods that are high in histamine, because that's been shown to increase pain. So certain things like that, talking also on constipation with our nutrition, making sure we have good fiber and the right foods with fiber, because there are different types. And so we're really addressing these other factors that all kind of play in with our health and ultimately have an impact on our pelvic health and how we're recovering there as well. A lot of people that we've been seeing really deal with a lot of fatigue and exhaustion issues, and I can totally relate. I'm right there with you in that boat, just feeling exhausted every day. And so if you're so tired all the time, that can really impact your cortisol. It can impact your hormones. And then there's going to be downstream effects. Like it's going to be hard to exercise. It's going to be hard to build muscle or get stronger, because your body is just too fatigued. So that is kind of the building blocks of functional health. And the people that would really benefit from these programs, I've kind of mentioned some of it, but to recap, really this is an adjunct to our women's health practice. So it's women that are dealing with any kind of pelvic floor issues or disorder, it can help. So incontinence, prolapse, pelvic pain. Pelvic pain is a really big one. So if you've got pain issues, this is very beneficial. Things like endometriosis, this can be really helpful, or PCOS. Some of those disorders, or even if you struggle with, you know, really bad periods, that is also another thing that can benefit from this. And then looking at kind of that postpartum phase and your postpartum recovery and how your tissue is healing, this is also going to factor in. Then obviously our fertility program is going to be for anyone that is wanting to optimize fertility. So if you've been trying to conceive and it hasn't happened yet, this is a really great route to go if you're looking for a non-invasive way. It can also complement any kind of treatment that you're getting, so you can really use it for different purposes. But I wanted to dive in a little bit on some of the specifics on the actual programs themselves. So I did talk a little bit about that stress response test. So to just recap, we are kind of looking, we measure for 3 days, you wear this special heart rate monitor, and it gives us an analysis of where you are in terms of stress and recovery, and we can see if different things have an impact on that. And then we're going to give you some tips and guidance on helping improve that. So, you know, most of the time there's going to be improvement. And, so that's the stress response test. You can also do kind of like a retest down the road if you're implementing in some of these strategies and feeling better and you want to retest and actually see how it looks on the analysis, then that's a really great option to have. But it's really nice to have those objective measures and actually see firsthand what's going on for you, because you might think that you're sleeping great and then this shows that you're in stress most of the night. And so it's just a really great tool to be able to see it versus going purely off of how you feel or what you maybe think is going on with your body. And then that way you can make more personalized recommendations based on that. Otherwise, so many people just say, you know, well, get better sleep or, you know, avoid blue light. Okay, well, it's going to affect people differently. So it's just a really great, objective, personalized way of looking at how your stress management is. Then the functional health program takes that a step further. So not only do you do the stress response test, but we're going to take a deeper dive into some of those other factors that we talked about. So the nutrition, the gut health, the vaginal health, you know, just trying to kind of piece things together and make some recommendations and changes based on what's going on. So that's the functional health program. It's essentially like the next step up from the stress response test. And then the fertility program is kind of different in itself. So as I mentioned, there's a functional health component and then a PT component. So the functional health program is really going to try to do everything to optimize your follicles and your the ovaries, because so many things can impact that, whether it's toxins that you're exposed to, you know, so much stuff that we have nowadays have endocrine disruptors, and that can affect our hormone balance. So really making sure that we're trying to eliminate as much of that as possible so that we our hormones are properly balanced. Just as a side note, if you're like, I had hormone testing, everything was fine, I will say that hormone testing is notoriously inaccurate. People have different theories as to when it needs to be done. And so depending where in your cycle you test, you might get different readings. I sometimes say, like, maybe things said it was all normal, but maybe the test wasn't the most accurate. So kind of, you know, sometimes you might have to take that with a grain of salt. Lab tests for some of the stuff just isn't always the best. It might not be the gold standard for everything. So, you know, just kind of keep it in the back of your mind that you could still have some hormone imbalances going on. So we look at some of that, the toxins, and trying to basically eliminate that out and help your body metabolize it so that it's not building up. And then also looking at some of the really common nutritional factors that can impact fertility. So too much sugar or alcohol. Sometimes gluten can be a culprit. There's been research studies that have shown people that have celiac disease and can't have gluten, their only symptom is infertility. So gluten has been linked to infertility as well. So some of these factors, we kind of deal on the front end and try to optimize your health on that side of it. Then we are going to work with PT to do the physical manual portion of it. This is where we're really working on bringing blood flow into the area, into the pelvis. You need really good blood flow here. We want to make sure that we're eliminating any kind of pelvic congestion. So if the lymphatic system isn't draining the best in the pelvis, that can have an impact. Sometimes slight alignment or positioning things make a huge difference. So for example, maybe the sacrum is a little bit different with positioning. I don't want to say out of place because it's not the proper term, but maybe it's just not optimally positioned. And that can create a small torsion in the fallopian tube and essentially impact how sperm can pass through there. So there's all these tiny little tweaks that can make a big difference. Maybe the cervix isn't very mobile, and that's going to impact the cervical mucus that's being secreted that helps with fertility. So what we're doing manually can really have an impact on your fertility being optimized. And so we're kind of combining all of this into one program. So I think that this option is really great for those that really want to avoid some of the invasive tests and procedures, treatments. For other people, if you are undergoing fertility treatments or you're going through IVF, this has been shown to help increase your success rates. And so it really can be an adjunct or a standalone treatment. So those are the three different programs. We're actually doing a case study right now with the fertility program. And so we're still looking for two more people to join that case study. So if you're interested, please reach out. We just want to be able to have some hard data to support this program, support this protocol. So if you're interested, please reach out. We are really looking for two more people if we can. And then to kind of wrap up a little bit, I just thought I would talk briefly on a couple really common misconceptions out there around this field, one of which is dealing with supplements. I totally felt this way years ago because I knew practitioners that did this. They would put you on these crazy supplements and tell you that you needed to take all these different things because ultimately it made them a lot of money. And I just was really turned off by that. And so for a long time, I felt like, oh, that's just, you know, a way to make money. I don't want to do that. I don't want to get into the supplement realm. But then after studying this, I realized there are times when you're deficient in certain things. And in that case, you might need to supplement that thing that's deficient in order to get it back to a normal level. And so that's the kind of approach that we take here. We're not just like, oh, you need to just take all this stuff because it makes us money. Really, we're making recommendations based on what your body truly needs and what, you know, the vast majority of people can benefit from, like a probiotic, for example. A second myth would be that if you do this program, you're going to have to make all of these changes and that's going to be really expensive, or you're going to have to do special expensive food. And that's also not true. We kind of work with you. What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to change or do? And then we're going to work within that. So, maybe you're not going to do every single thing that we recommend, and that's okay. You're doing the majority, and so you're still going to see a benefit. So it's something that we talk about. And while, yes, one of the recommendations that we make is to kind of go with more whole foods and quality foods. So, for example, red meat gets a bad rap in the media. And so a lot of people just avoid red meat. But if you buy good quality red meat, so it's something that's grass-fed organic beef, then that has really great properties and benefits for you. But it's some of the stuff that's not that high quality. They're feeding them grains. They are taking in antibiotics and hormones and all these things that are ultimately affecting our health. So yes, some of those things could be a little bit more expensive, but sometimes you can balance it out. If you're eating more whole foods, you're buying less processed and packaged foods, and that tends to be cheaper. So it's a balancing act. And again, it's going to be, you know, what are you willing to do and able to do? And it doesn't need to mean all these really hard, crazy changes, and definitely doesn't need to be really expensive changes either. It can be attainable and affordable. And the last myth is that it's just normal to be stressed out. That's just modern day society, and you know, you'll kind of sleep when you're older. That mentality is not the most healthy mentality. As I mentioned before, stress is a normal part of our life, but we have to have balance. You can't just go, go, go without any kind of recovery and break. And that's day to day. That's not just go, go, go for 5 years and then take a vacation. You need this every single day to try to maximize that balance. But I think a lot of times it's gotten a kind of a that mentality of, well, you have to be busy and you have to do all these things. And it's just not true. Like, it's okay to say no to things, and it's okay to take time to rest and recover. So if you're interested in learning more about any of our programs, or you want to talk more about it, then head over to our website or reach out. I'll also link to this on our show notes, so you can check it out there if you're currently driving. But check it out, our website. We have a whole functional health page under our services tab, so you can go there and read more about it. We also have a quiz to see if you would benefit from the functional health program and also from the fertility program. So if you're interested in taking that to see, that's a great way to get some of your questions answered. So check that out. Please, if you have any questions, we'd love to hear them. So feel free to comment on this, or reach out via email or direct message, whatever's easiest for you. And we would love to hear it. So thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great day today. If you're loving our podcast, you want to hear more, please, on iTunes or wherever you're listening to podcasts, give us a review. Leave us a review. Let us know you're liking it. Give us a rating. So we love to see that. We love to hear that you're liking it and that you want more material. And we are going to keep putting it out for you. So I will talk to you all soon and see you on another great episode. Have a great day, everyone.